愿大家平安。
Peace to you all.
我们每一个人只能够活一次。
All of us only have one life to live.
所以每一个人都希望我有一个美好的人生。
And so every one of us wish we have a good life.
但是每一个人的努力方向不太一样。
But everyone have different way to live and to strive in their life.
那圣经里面说我们是神所造的。
Now the Bible say that we are created by God.
所以我们就来看神当初创造人什么叫做好的人生。
And so from his creation of man, let us look into how to describe a man with a good life.
我们先来看创世纪。
So let's turn to the book of Genesis.
创世纪的第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
第一章的三十一节。
Chapter 1 verse 31.
第一章三十一节。
Chapter 1 verse 31. 请坐。Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
神用六天创造这个世界。
So God used 6 days to create this world.
前面五天每一次创造完，神说神看是好的。
And so the first 5 days after each day of which God created, he say as what he saw was very good.
那第六天造人。
And then the sixth day when he said he created man.
然后他看非常好。
So the previous 5 days, it was good. Sixth day, it was very good.
所以神创造人的时候，人是非常的好。
And so when God created man, he specifically said it was a very good.
但是有时候我们活得越久，越发现人生好像不是很好。
But as we live on with life, we sometimes say that life isn't so good.
为什么神看非常好，我们现在的人生觉得不是很好？
Why is it that God deemed it to be very good of human life, but we also judge it as something not very good?
神看非常好的人生是活在伊甸园里面。
What God described as man's life, very good, was the life in the Garden of Eden.
那我们现在的生活是在伊甸园外面。
But today, our life is outside of the Garden of Eden.
那伊甸园里面跟伊甸园外面到底有什么不同？
And so what is the difference between the life inside the Garden of Eden and life outside the Garden?
如果我们从创世纪第一章、第二章来看，伊甸园里面的人生有三种关系。
And so, if you look and observe the beginning chapter 1 and 2 of Genesis, within the Garden of Eden, there are three aspects of human life.
第一个是人跟物的关系。
And that is the relationship between man and animals.
第二个是人跟人的关系。
The second is the relationship between man and man.
第三个是人跟神的关系。
And the third is the relationship between man and God.
那这个三个关系都非常好。
And so these three relationships are all very good.
所以在伊甸园的人生活非常好。
And therefore, a man's life is very good.
那我们现在的关系有什么不同？
And what is the difference of our relationship today?
我们现在是在伊甸园外面。
We live outside of the Garden of Eden.
我们跟神的关系不好。
Our relationship with God is not good.
有的人根本就没有在拜神。
And some people do not even worship God.
有的人虽然有在拜神。
And some worship God.
但是跟神的关系不是好。
But do not have a good relationship with him.
如果我们跟神的关系好。
So if we have a good relationship with God,
我们跟人的关系也会好。
Then you will discover you will have good relationship with others.
如果我们跟神的关系好。
If you have a good relationship with God,
我们跟物的关系也会调整得非常好。
Then you will also find you will adjust to have a good relationship with nature, with your environment.
那现在人的问题就是把物提升到神的地位。
Now, today, the problem is that man has elevated to that of the physical, of all the material things, higher than God.
把神往下压到最不重要的地位。
And has suppressed God to the lowest rank ever.
所以人生问题一堆。
And therefore, that is why you see all the problems in this world today.
因此我们信耶稣以后
So if you come and believe in Christ,
我们跟神的关系建立起来
You reestablish this relationship with God.
但是我们要不断地调整跟神有更好的关系
And we continuously adjust our life so that we can have a better relationship with Him.
那这样啊，我们跟人的关系越来越好
Then you will discover that the effect is that you will also have a better relationship with others.
我们的人生就会变成非常好。
And then you will discover that your life will be very good.
那人跟神的关系从哪里开始
？And so, where hence did the relationship of man and God begin?
我们现在从马拉基书来看。
Let's turn to the book of Malachi.
马拉基书的第一章。
Malachi chapter one.
在马拉基书里面有提到神跟人在对话。
And in the book of Malachi, describes the conversation between man and God.
那在这个对话当中，我们常常发现人非常不了解神。
And in this relation, in this conversation, you realize that man have no idea about God.
但是神非常了解人。
But however, on vice versa, God has a very good idea of man.
所以我们在这个马拉基书看神跟人对话，我们发现神在讲话，人。觉得怎么会这样
And so you see the conversation between man and God says it this way, but man refused to acknowledge.
那我们现在看神怎么讲，人怎么回应。
And so let's look at to what God said and what did man respond.
我们看第二节，马拉基书一章二节。
Malachi chapter 1 verse 2, I have loved you, says the Lord, yet you say, in what way have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, says the Lord? Yet Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated.
Okay. 这个第二节里面讲神说我曾爱你。
And so verse 2 here said, God said, I have loved you.
信仰是一种关系。
Faith is relationship.
就是重建我们跟神的关系。
It's a relationship, a reestablished relationship between ourselves with God.
那信仰不只是一种知识。
So faith is not just knowledge.
我来教会听听一些圣经的知识。
Oh, I come to church and I just hear some biblical knowledge.
知识是死的。
And knowledge is dead.
关系是活的。
But relationship is alive.
所以信仰要重建，要调整我们跟神的关系。
And so faith is to adjust our relationship with God.
那这个关系是从神的爱开始的。
And this relationship all began by the love of God.
所以这里讲神说我爱你。
And so here,
我曾经爱你。
God declare and say, I have loved you.
但是以色列百姓没有感觉，你在哪里爱我们？
But his people, Israel, did not acknowledge, say, how have you loved us?
如果一个爸爸对孩子说，我很爱你。
But if a father said to his children, he said, I have loved you.
那孩子说，我没有感觉，你有哪里爱我？
But his children respond, say, I don't know, I don't feel you love me.
那这两代之间这关系可能就不是很好。
And then you will see that there is a break, there is a gap in the relationship.
如果一个丈夫对太太说，我很爱你。
If a husband said to his wife, I loved you.
那太太说，你在哪里爱我？
And then the wife responds, say, how do you love me?
那这个夫妻的关系可能有问题。
And then you will this spousal relationship there is a problem.
因为关系是双方的，不是单方的。
Because relationship is two way, it is not a one way direction.
如果只是单方，这个关系没有办法维持很久。
If it is only one way relationship, you will find that this relationship will not last.
如果神说我很爱你，那我们也真的感觉神很爱我。
So if God says, I love you, and we feel, and we truly feel that God loves me,
然后我们也回应神的爱,
and then we respond to God's love,
这个关系就越来越好,
then you will find that this relationship becomes better and better.
所以怎么改善跟神的关系呢?
So how do we adjust so that we can have this relationship?
我们对神的爱有没有感觉?
That is to say, do you experience the love of God?
那下一步才是我对神的爱有没有回应。
And then, following that is, do I have a response to the love of God?
所以我们来看约翰一书。
And so let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书。
1 John.
约翰一书第四章的十九节。
First John chapter 4, verse 19. Chapter 4, verse 19. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love.
第四章十九节。
Verse 19. We love him because he first loved us.
二十节。
Verse 20. If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? 21. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also.
这个十九节讲哦，我们爱，因为神先爱我。
Verse 19 says, we love him because he first loved us.
那这个爱有对象。
And so this love have a direction.
所以当我们说我们爱，到底爱谁？
So when we say we love, who do you love?
所以二十一节讲，爱神的也当爱弟兄。
And so verse 20 continued to say, if you love God, you will say you will love your brothers.
那二十节讲，我如果爱神，恨他的弟兄，这是说谎的。
And so verse 20 say, if you say I love God but hate his brother, he is a liar.
所以爱的第一个对象就是神本身。
And so the first direction of love is God himself.
神很爱我。
God loves me.
我非常的受感动。
And I am so moved.
所以我一辈子要爱神。
Therefore, I will love God the rest of my life.
这个关系越来越好啊。
And then you will find that you have a closer relationship with God.
主耶稣说，如果你爱我，你要遵守我的诫命。
And so Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey my commandments.
那神的诫命是什么？
What is the commandments of God?
要爱别人如同自己。
And that is to love others as you love yourself.
所以一个人有感受神的爱，会带来跟神更亲密的关系。
And so one who have received the love of God, he will bring to himself a closer relationship with God.
一个人有感受神的爱，会带给一个人跟人有更亲密的关系。
And so one who have experienced the love of God himself will also bring closer relationship with others.
因为爱神的人一定会遵守神的诫命。
Because he who loves God will also keep God's commandments.
神的诫命就是要爱人。
And God's commandment is to love others.
所以，我们活着要活得更好的人生，第一个出发点就是要感受神的爱。
And so, if you want to have a better life, then the first starting point is that you must experience the love of God.
那我们如果回到马拉基书。
And so if we come to return to the book of Malachi.
第一章第二节。
Chapter 1 verse 2.
神说我曾爱你们。
And God said, I have loved you.
这是已经做完了。我曾爱你们。
Meaning that it is in past tense. He had already done it.
但是以色列百姓没有感受。
But then the people of Israel respond and said, we've not felt it.
那神接下去解释。
And God continued to explain.
以撒不是雅各的哥哥吗？
He said, was not Esau Jacob's brother?
我却爱雅各。
But I have loved Jacob.
雅各后来改名叫以色列吧。
Jacob later changed his name to Israel.
那以色列有十二个儿子。
And Israel had 12 children, sons.
就是现在的以色列人的十二个支派。
And that is the 12 tribe of Israel.
那以色列人叫做神的选民。
And Israel was called as the chosen people of God.
所以在旧约圣经，不是神的选民都叫做外邦人。
And so in the Old Testament, those who are not the chosen people of God are all referred to as Gentiles.
那只有神的选民是独居之民，是不列在万民当中的民。
And so only the chosen people of God is separated unto himself. It is not categorized as any other nations in the world.
所以旧约圣经里面讲神看顾他的选民，好像我们在看顾眼中的同人。
And so the Bible described that God watches over his people as that one who looks over his beloved.
这个眼中的同人很重要。
This beloved in our eyes is very important.
我们想办法在保护他不受伤害。
Those whom we love, we try to protect and to care for them to the utmost.
神看顾他的选民，就是我们在看顾眼中的同人。
And so God watches over His people is just how we love and care for those of our beloved.
那我们就问一个问题。
And so we ask another question.
为什么以撒跟雅各两兄弟神爱雅各？
And why is it out of the two brothers between Jacob and Esau that God chose Jacob?
这不是以撒有什么条件被神爱。
It is not that Esau has something in which that God does not love.
所以当神拣选雅各，这个就是神爱他。
And just by God choosing Jacob itself, this is a manifestation of love.
所以在旧约圣经啊，被拣选就是被神所爱。
And so in the Old Testament, once based on being chosen, this itself is the showing of God's love.
不是别人啊，雅各比别人好。
It's not because Jacob has better character or better things than others.
是神爱他们。
It's just simply God loved him.
那新约圣经里面讲啊，救恩临到外邦人。
And so in the New Testament era, it says that salvation has come to all.
说每一个人都是外邦人。
And so all, meaning everybody, including all the Gentiles.
今天我们为什么可以得到救恩？
So today, why is it that we also can have salvation?
那为什么我的邻居没有得到救恩？
Why is it that my neighbor do not have the salvation?
不是我们比别人好，神拣选我们。
It is not because we are better than our neighbor or others that God has chosen me.
也不是别人比我们不好，所以神没有拣选他们。
Or that our others are worse than us, than which God detests or do not choose them.
拣选跟一个人是好人坏人没有关系。
This choosing between whether one is good or bad, it is not the basis of God's choosing.
所以拣选就是神对我们完全的爱。
This choosing only because God loves us.
不是用人的好行为换来的。
It is not exchanged or measured by our goodness.
在新约圣经里面哦，神的拣选包括神的救赎。
And so in the New Testament, God's choosing involves His salvation.
那神的救赎就是主耶稣来世界上为我们流血牺牲。
And God's saving grace is manifested when He Himself came to this world as Jesus Christ and died for us on the cross.
所以这个爱就非常的大。
And so this love is magnificently great.
我们来看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的五章十三节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 13. 13, for if we are beside ourselves, it is for God, or if we are of sound mind, it is for you.
这个地方讲我若癫狂是为神。
He said, if we are beside ourselves, it is for God.
有时候一个人在恋爱还没有结婚以前像癫狂一样。
When one person, before he gets married, he's dating someone he loves, he goes crazy for her.
他可以开车好几个小时去跟他要结婚的对象吃个饭再回来。
He could drive even for many hours just to see his beloved, to have a dinner with her, and just come right back.
有时候可以为着你所爱的人换工作、搬家，什么都可以做。
For your someone who you love, you will even give up your place, and then you will move so far away just to be with her.
但这个地方讲，我若癫狂是为神。
And so here it says that if I am crazy, if we are beside ourselves, it is for God.
癫狂是什么？
And what does it mean to be beside ourselves?
就是被一般人看为不正常。
It is, means that it is not of the norm in other people's eyes.
所以保罗是在讲他自己。
And so Paul here is referring to himself.
我如果是癫狂，
He said, if I am beside myself,
是因为神。
It is for God.
那为什么保罗会觉得他好像癫狂？
And why is it Paul describe himself as though he is beside himself?
保罗在被逼迫的时候，他在官长的面前，那个官长也讲，保罗你学问太大，癫狂了。
And so when Paul was being persecuted, and he was judged by the officers, and he said, "Oh, Paul, you are crazy. You are beside yourself."
所以对一个不信人来讲啊，他是因为学问太大癫狂。
And so, to one person who is not of the same faith in his perspective, he said, "You are too knowledgeable to an extent that you are going mad."
那为什么他会觉得保罗癫狂
？And so, why do they think and judge and observe Paul to be mad?
那我们就看保罗没有信主以前是什么人。
But then you observe Paul before he came to believe in Christ. What kind of person was he?
圣经说他是法利赛人。
And Paul, the Bible described he is a Pharisee.
法利赛人是当时世代里面在宗教界是带领导者。
And the Pharisees of that time was the leaders, the rulers of the people of the children of God.
他是公会的议员。
And they were also officers.
这是非常高的一个地位。
And it is of utmost status.
他是加玛略的门下受教。
And he was received education from the best teacher, Gamaliel.
非常好的教育。
And he received the best education.
在社会是被尊重的。
And so he was highly respected in the society.
就热心来讲，他是逼迫基督徒。
And so, as for zeal, his zeal was manifested in his persecution of the Christians.
那这样的一个保罗，现在信耶稣以后啊，传主耶稣的道理。
And so, this kind of person whom Paul was now convert to Christianity and preached Christ.
所以，他被逼迫。
And therefore, he was persecuted.
他为着传耶稣。
And for the sake of preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ,
一生受苦，一直到死为止。
He suffered up until his last breath.
所以这个改变呢，人没有办法解释。
And such kind of transformation is not to be explained.
只是说他癫狂了。
And therefore, you could simply say he is beside himself. He is mad.
那保罗在讲啊，我癫狂有原因哦。
Now Paul explained to himself and say, I am beside myself. I am mad for a reason.
是为神。
It is for God.
那什么叫做癫？癫狂是为神。
And what does it mean to be beside ourselves for God?
我们先看哥林多后书五章的十四节。
And Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14, for the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus that if one died for all, then all died.
十五节。
15, and he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves.But for him who died for them and rose again.
这个十四节就讲啊，基督的爱激励我们。
And here in verse 14 it says, the love of Christ compels us.
爱有多大的力量？
What is the strength or the power of love?
我们就想哦，世界上最有力量的是什么？
So think about in this world, what is the most powerful thing in this world?
是一个大伟大国家的一个政治家吗？
Is it a politician of a great nation?
是一个学问很渊博的人吗？
Is it a great scholar or an educated man?
是一个钱很多的人吗？
Is it one who is a billionaire, who is the wealthiest person alive?
你看他们的结果是什么？
But then you look at their end result.
每一个人都死啊。
Every single one of them will die.
所以世界上最有权势的就是死。
And so the greatest power in this world is actually death.
但是雅各说，爱好像死一样强。
And so, but in the Song of Solomon, it describes that love is as powerful as death.
所以我们对一个人爱有多深。
And so how much do you love a person?
你就看他能够牺牲多大。
Then you will see how much that person willing to sacrifice.
那为什么现在的婚姻这么脆弱？
And so why is it that today's marital relationship is so weak and broken?
因为现在所说的爱是共同享受好处。
Because today love is described as something you and I mutually can enjoy.
爱是一种感觉。
Can benefit something we can only feel.
然后我们一起享受好的时光。
And we can only enjoy the good times.
然后一起享受赚的钱。
And we can enjoy the money and the earning power that we have together.
这个只是爱的一部分。
This is only a small portion of love.
但是你挖下去，爱有多深呢？
So if you dig deeper, how deep is the power of love?
当受苦来到。
That when suffering comes,
很多的关系就结束了。
Therefore, a lot of relationship will end.
所以这个爱是没有深度的。
then such kind of love have no death.
因为他没有办法牺牲。
Because it is not willing to sacrifice.
如果主耶稣来世界。
If Jesus Christ, God came to this world.
传神爱你。
And then preach the gospel that God loves you.
然后就升天了。
And then he ascended back into heaven.
这个爱只有一部分。
Then this love is only a small portion.
那主耶稣的爱最深的一部分是什么？
So what is the depth of the deepest portion of the love of Christ?
你看他来世界上还没有出生，神已经把他的任务讲得很清楚。
And that is, before he came to this world, before he was born into this world, he already had a mission from God.
他活着一辈子要做什么？
And that his whole life, what was his purpose?
如果我们看马太福音第一章，
If you turn to Matthew chapter 1,
马太福音第一章二十一节，
Matthew chapter 1 verse 21.And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
他要把人从罪里面救出来。
He will save his people from their sins.
主耶稣活三十三年，就是要完成神对他这个交代。
And so Jesus lived 33 years of his life to accomplish this purpose in which God has given him.
人从罪里面救出来。
And that is to save people from their sins.
罪是什么？
What is sin?
圣经里面讲罪就是病。
And,
病生病的病。
Oh, and so the Bible describes that sin is a sickness.
所以主耶稣才说有病的才用得着医生。
And so therefore Jesus said, only the sick needs a physician.
那病重一定会死。
And if you have sickness, you will eventually die.
所以为什么每一个人到最后一定死？
So why is it that every single one of us, eventually we will all die?
因为每一个人都有罪。
Because we all have sins.
那死的不是结束了。
And so it is not the end when we die.
死后还有审判。
Because after we die, there is a judgment.
审判还有结局。
And in the judgment, there is the end point.
那很多人活在世界，把这一部分把它故意不看。
And so there are many people in this world who turn a blind eye to the end.
死就完了，没有完。
They just say, the end is when the moment we die, but it is not the end.
死后还有审判。
Because after the end, after we die, there is judgment.
我们一生怎么活，要在神面前有一个交代。
Because how we live in this world, we will all have to account for it one day.
因此主耶稣来就是要解决我们的罪。
And so Jesus came to this world to solve this issue of sin.
那怎么解决我们的罪？
And how is he to solve this issue of our sins?
要替罪人付出赎价。
And that is, he need to pay a price for these sins.
为义人死是有的。
To die for a righteous is no benefit.
那个人很好，我替他死可能有了。
It's good that, yes, for someone who is good, you die or you sacrifice for them.
那为你所爱的或爱你的人死也可能有。
And so you also can willing to sacrifice or to suffer for those whom you love.
所以父母为子女死是我们有时候可以听得到。
So it is understandable and also expected that, yes, a parent die or suffer for their children.
但是为罪人死没有听过的。
But then it's hardly expected or unheard of for to die for a wicked or those who are bad or evil.
主耶稣来世界就是为罪人死。
But Jesus Christ came to this world for that purpose.
所以钉十字架流出他的宝血，这个叫做付出赎价。
So he died on the cross, shed his precious blood. It is for to pay a price.
所以神今天要拣选我们。
And so today, Jesus, God wants to choose us.
要经过救赎的过程。
It has to go through this remission of our sin.
那救赎的过程就包括他为我们的罪钉在十字架上。
And remission of our sin needs to go through his shedding of his precious blood on the cross.
所以主耶稣多爱我们。
And so how much does Jesus love you?
他的爱非常强。
His love is great.
强到为我们而死。
Great to the point that he died for you and I.
好，那我们再回来看哥林多后书第五章。
And so let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
15节。
Verse 15. And he died for all that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
这个十五节是在讲我们人生目标的改变。
And so in verse 15, this is telling us that there is a change in the direction of our life.
人有两种生活方式。
There are two ways in which we live.
一个叫做为自己活。
And one is you live for yourself.
第二个叫做为神活。
And the second is you live for Christ.
诸位，有哪一个人不是为自己活？
Not in this world, everyone lives for themselves.
从小孩子开始，接下去要读书，接下去要赚钱，要养家。整个目标都是为自己活。
From a young child receiving education to having a career to nurturing himself to having their own family, everybody is living for themselves.
那要把它改变做为神活。
Now to have this transformation to live for Christ.
这不简单啊。
It is difficult.
那为什么可以这样改变？
And how is there a change?
所以基督的爱激励我。
It is because the love of Christ will compel you.
所以当我们了解神的爱。
So when we understand, truly understand the love of God.
当我们去回报神的爱。
When we return ourselves to the love of God.
他为我死。
He died for me.
我为他活。
I will live for him.
那我们跟神的关系就非常的亲近。
Then you will realize your relationship with God is connected.
所以我们要重新建立神的关系。
So we want to re-establish this relationship with God.
要从明白神的爱开始。
We must come from understanding the love of God first.
那试着去回报神的爱。
And to repay then the love of God.
但是我们刚刚所讲的这个只是从头脑去了解神怎么爱我们。
But all these that we have mentioned is only from our mind, understanding of how God loves us.
那了解神的爱还有没有其他的方法呢？
Is there other ways in which we can understand the love of God?
当然还有其他的方法。
Of course, there are other ways.
我们来看诗篇的三十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 34.
诗篇的三十四篇。
Psalms 34.
三十四篇第八节。
34 verse 8. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him.
这个地方讲要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善。
Say here, taste and see that the Lord is good.
什么叫做尝尝？
What does it mean to taste?
常常就你去体验。
And taste meaning you have to go and experience.
如果有一个人说这个餐馆很好。
If someone say, oh, this restaurant is excellent.
你看在网络上这个 review 差不多是最高的。
And then you see five-star review on Yelp or online.
那只是别人的体验。
And these are other people's experience.
那真的这么好吗？
Is it really that good?
我去吃吃看。
Then you will go and taste and try yourself.
那你就知道，真的是很好。
Then you will see for yourself whether or not this is indeed excellent.
主耶稣来世界。
So Jesus Christ came to this world.
约翰福音第一章说，充充满满有恩典有真理。
And so 1 John describes that Jesus come in full abundance in all his grace.
神知道我们需要恩典。
And God knows that we need His grace.
没有神的恩典，我们一生一定有一个缺陷。
Without the grace of God, our life, we will always be short.
所以主耶稣带来神的恩典。
And so Jesus brought with Him the grace of God.
没有真理，世界上没有真理的。如果没有耶稣，就没有真理。
If in this world there is no truth, without Jesus Christ, there is nothing true.
人的话，人的理论不是真理。
Because the words of man, the knowledge of man, it is not the truth.
所以主耶稣要来改变我们。
And so Jesus Christ wants us to have this transformation.
怎么改变我们？
What how to transform?
给我们恩典。
By giving us the grace of God.
给我们真理。
By giving us the truth of God.
但是我们本身要去。试试看。
But we must respond by trying to experience it.
耶稣说，劳苦重担可以到我这里来。
And so Jesus say, those who are burdened and heavy laden, come to me.
我们生活真的担子很重。
Because we are indeed heavy laden.
那怎么办？
And what are we to do?
你来找主耶稣。
Then you are to come to Lord Jesus Christ.
每个礼拜来教会聚会。
Every week you come to observe the Sabbath day.
把你的困难，把你的重担，借着祷告，你交托给主耶稣。
And bring out all the labor and your heavy burden before the presence of God.
那你就开始发现 我的担子已经轻省了。
And then you realize that your burden has been lifted.
哦，好像一个小孩子在外面骑脚踏车。
Just like a boy outside riding his bike.
哦，脚踏车扎到铁钉漏气了。
The bike tire hit a thorn or a nail, and it deflated.
哦，他进到家里面，告诉他爸爸，哎呦，脚踏车漏气了。
And he goes back home and say, Dad, my tire on my bike is deflated.
现在变成爸爸的问题。
And now his problem is now his father's problem.
为什么变成爸爸的问题？
Why is it now his father's problem?
因为爸爸爱小孩子。
Because his father loved his son.
所以他就整天想，我等一下下班完到哪里去买一个新的轮胎，再回去把它换。
And so his father now has his problem. So he will say, after work, I will go and find go to the shop store and buy the a new tire to change it for my son so that he can ride his bike again.
所以当我们把我们的忧愁担子来交托给神，这个神就开始要帮助我们。
And so when we bring to God our labor and our heavy burden, we give it to God. It is God then will, on him, he will take upon our problem and solve it for us.
为什么？
Why?
因为神是我们的天父。
Because he is our heavenly father.
他的爱超过我们在家里面的父母亲。
His love excels even more than the love of our earthly fathers.
主耶稣曾经讲，在世界上你们有苦难。
And so Jesus said, in this world you will have troubles.
在我里面你有平安。
But in me you will find peace and rest.
什么叫做平安？
What is peace and rest?
没有忧愁，没有害怕。
That it means you have no worries, you will have no fear.
我们在生活很多害怕。
In this world, in this life, you will fear many things.
现在经济如果开始走下坡，开始害怕，如果我被解雇怎么办？
You see the economy, if it begins to go down, then you start to worry and say, what happens if I get laid off from my work?
没有忧愁。
But then you will have no worries.
那又怎么做到？
Then how do you achieve this?
主耶稣同在。
Because Jesus abides with you.
我们的生活就没有忧愁，没有害怕。
Then you will not have any anxiety or fear in your life.
好像主耶稣在海里面大风大浪，他可以睡觉。
Just like Jesus himself can still sleep in peace in the storm on the boat and the Sea of Galilee.
保罗在监牢里面，
When Paul was imprisoned,
他写出喜乐的书信。
He wrote the book of joy.
他生活充满着平安跟喜乐。
In his life, he writes how his life was filled with peace and joy.
外面的环境是监牢。
But in his environment, he was having many difficulties and troubles.
但是里面他有平安。
But inside his heart, he was filled with peace and joy. Why?
因为主耶稣充满在他里面。
Because Lord Jesus dwells with him.
所以恩典会改变一个人。
So grace of God can change a person.
使一个人更好生，人生更完美。
So that your life can be very good.
主耶稣讲恩真理要让你得自由。
And so the Bible says that the truth will set you free.
犹太人说我没有做过奴隶，为什么讲得自由？
And so the Jews respond say, I've never been enslaved. How are you to say I'm to set me free from what?
主耶稣讲犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
And so Jesus the further describe and say, those who sin, you are bound in the enslavement of sin.
所以外面我们很自由。
And so outside it may seem that we are free.
但是人的内心被罪性所控制。
But in our heart, we are all been bound in chains by sin.
有人就不会感觉。
And so some people may not feel it.
或者不同意。
Or may disagree.
你再想想看我们自己的家庭。
If you think about our family.
最亲密的不是夫妻吗？
Is it not the most intimate to be between the husband and the wife?
但是很多夫妻在家庭里面不是冷战就是热战。
And so, but inside the family and closed door is not either they're having some cold war or they may have some violent war.
所以常常吵架。
And so there are always an argument.
这个就是罪性。
And this is our sinful nature.
那这个如果不能解决，接下去一步什么？家庭暴力。
And if you cannot resolve this, what happens next? There are some domestic violence.
有的是丈夫打太太，也有太太打丈夫。
Then there will become the husband incidents of husband beating the wife. There are also incidents of the wife beating up the husband.
那如果这个不能解决，
and if you do not solve this,
婚姻就结束了。
Then their marriage is broken. Will terminate.
这个是真实的。
And this is all reality.
罪性控制人， 罪性在控制。
So sinful nature controls man.
那怎么解决？
So how are you to resolve this?
主耶稣是答案。
Jesus Christ is your answer.
啊，主耶稣赐下圣灵。
Lord Jesus, give us the Holy Spirit.
啊，把神的本性充满在我们里面。
To give us God's nature, to fill us with God's nature.
把神的能力充满在我们里面。
To give us the power of God within us.
我们的罪性就消失了。
Then you can diminish and take away the power and enslavement of sin.
我们的个性就改变了。
And then you will see there is a change in your character.
婚姻越来越好。
Then you will find that your marriage becomes better and better.
关系越来越好。
Your relationships between others are getting better.
哦，所以主耶稣拣选的恩典是真的。
And so the choosing of God, His grace is indeed real.
在恩典中，我们感觉到神很爱我。
That in this grace, you will experience the true love of God.
过去我的家庭乱糟糟的。
Before my family was living in chaos.
现在信耶稣越来越好。
But then now I believe in Jesus Christ, my family's life becomes sweeter and sweeter.
这个不是恩典吗？
Is this not a grace in itself?
这个不是神的爱吗？
This is not the love of God?
这是可以体验得到的。
This is something we can all experience.
所以要尝尝主恩的滋味。
And so we must constantly taste the goodness of God.
知道神是爱我们的。
And you will know that God's intention is
第三个，怎么来感受神的爱？
Third, how do you experience the love of God?
我们看马太福音，罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章第五节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 5.
请。
Chapter 5, verse 5. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who was given to us.
圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
It says the Holy Spirit has given us the love of God.
有时候，特别在东方的文化，不敢把爱讲出来。
Especially in our Asian culture, it's hard for us to show any affections of love.
所以有一些父母，东方的父母一直讲子女这个不对，那个不对，那个不对。
And so a lot of times you see in Asian families, right? The parents only tell the kids, you do this wrong, you do this wrong, and this wrong.
因为这是他的文化。其实这个父母很爱小孩子。
Actually, this is the Asian culture, but in reality, the parents really love their children.
所以移民到美国来，这个要牺牲很大，这个就是爱啊。
And so they love their children for the next generation. They'll immigrate to a better place in the United States and encounter a lot of suffering. This is love.
所以人的爱有时候是藏在心里面的。
And so sometimes the love of man is hidden in the heart.
你如果没有用言语讲，没有用行动表现，对方不知道。
If you don't say it, if you don't manifest it, other people can feel it.
但是那有什么不同呢？
But what is the difference in the love of God?
神的爱可以借着圣灵充满在我们里面。
The love of God can be felt by His outpouring of His Holy Spirit and filled within us.
被圣灵充满，神的爱就充满这个人。
And so to be filled with the Holy Spirit, the love of God is there.
所以神说，我非常爱你。
And so God says, I have loved you.
我怎么去了解感受神的爱呢？
How do we go and experience and receive the love of God?
第一个。
Number one,
神救赎我们。
God saved us.
通过耶稣十字架的苦难。
Through the suffering that He encountered upon the cross and He died for us.
第二个。
Second,
在我们每一天的生活，神用他的恩典来爱我们。
Every day in our life, in our daily life, God manifests His grace to show us how He loves us. Third,
神用圣灵把爱充满在我们。
God uses Holy Spirit to fill in us.To let us experience how He loves us.
所以我们回应神的爱，我们跟神就有更好的关系。
And so, if you are to respond to the love of God, you will find that you have a better relationship with God.
我们跟神也有更好的关系。
Then you will see also better relationship with others.
那个就是非常好的人生。
And then this is what described as a good life.
唱诗。
Sing hymn.